Jose Gregory's advanced placement U.S. history class at the DeKalb School of the Arts begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's topic is World War I, specifically America's entry into the war.
Let's start with the document on page 708. Let's look at that table. What is the title of that, and what inferences can we make from that document? Kalia?
So it's approximate comparative losses in World War I.
This is the biggest change in the course, teachers say. Instead of running through a multitude of facts, students have to interpret historical documents. Gregory, who's taught the course for 12 years, thinks it's an improvement.
It's not just a laundry list of things that have to be taught. There is that flexibility for us to look at our state curriculum and then supplement that information into our teaching to make sure that we're preparing the kids for full examinations for the AP and the state-mandated exam.
But some lawmakers think the changes to the test and the associated materials are harmful.
History is viewed more from the lens of grievances and social justice and these other issues, to the detriment of American exceptionalism.
Senator William Ligon of Brunswick sponsored a resolution opposing the new exam. He says it disproportionately focuses on negative events.
We need to discuss our mistakes and our errors, and we learn from those and we move on. But we also need to acknowledge the times that we've gotten things right and that we do good things.
Ligon's name may sound familiar. He led Georgia's fight against the Common Core last year. For him and other conservatives, this is an ideological issue. They believe their values are under attack in the new course. Representatives from the College Board, which issues AP exams, appeared at a state legislative hearing last week. As an example, Ligon told them the new course vilifies businesses and downplays free enterprise.
Whenever we see anything about business, it's somehow tied to something that's somewhat negative. I'm not saying that, you know, we're pounding on them, but there is this association, a very subtle association, that somehow there's something bad or wrong with business.
Conservative politicians in other states have similar complaints. An Oklahoma House committee passed a bill last week banning the new test. The Texas Board of Education issued a resolution asking the College Board to rewrite the exam. Georgia's Senate resolution makes the same request. But the Georgia Board of Education already reviewed the changes last summer. Dana Rickman is the Director of Policy and Research at the Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education.
They have found that actually under this new redesign, the Georgia AP history teachers actually have more class periods and more time to incorporate the Georgia standards as well.
Meanwhile, back in class, Gregory asks his AP students a question about President Woodrow Wilson.
What is this president unwilling to do, Nas?
He's unwilling to compromise.
He's unwilling to compromise.
The College Board has indicated it could be willing to compromise. It's accepting feedback on the new exam through the end of this week, and it's received plenty from Georgia.
So what is the lesson to be learned here? Maybe there is a need for compromise to realize that perhaps there really is more common ground than we might originally have expected.
The College Board will announce any changes to the test in July. As for Ligon's resolution, it doesn't have the legal authority to change any AP course or exam in Georgia. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh my God.
So you can just drop it off.
Okay.